Welcome in to Light the Lamp. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. Happy to be back with you for another episode here this week. Recently, the World Junior Championship wrapped up this year. It was in Ottawa, up in Canada, and the Anaheim Ducks had four different prospects taking part in the tournament. And the tournament began back on December 26th, then ran all the way until Sunday, January 5th. That Sunday featured the two medal games. The first one, Czechia coming away with the bronze medal in the shootout over Sweden, and Ducks prospect Wojtek Port was able to earn the bronze honors in that game. And then the next game featured Team USA and Finland. It took overtime to decide who would win the gold medal before Team USA was able to come away with back-to-back golds now at the World Junior Championship. The Ducks had two prospects on Team USA, Carey Terrance and Austin Bernevik, and we are so excited to catch up with both of them here for this episode to talk all about the tournament, getting to be teammates, and what their seasons have looked like outside of the World Junior Championship. Let's start first with my conversation with Carey Terrance. We're excited to be joined today by Anaheim Ducks prospect and recent gold medalist at the World Junior Championship, Carey Terrance. Carey, congratulations. Has it all set in? How are you feeling? What's going on?
Yeah, thank you. It was a crazy few weeks, but it's kind of settled in now. It's a great feeling. I'm really happy.
Let's talk about that gold medal game, because it took overtime for your team to come away with the win. What were the nerves like on the bench during that conversation before you went to overtime and throughout that game?
I think, well, we were down 3-1, obviously. And to be honest, like in the intermission and on the bench, it was just full confidence. Kind of no worry at all. Like, you know, one's going to come. Let's just keep banging at it. And that was kind of the message from the coaches and, you know, from our leadership group too. You know, one's going to come, and it did. It was just full confidence throughout the room. And, you know, it happened. You know, we got two and took them to overtime. And, you know, there's never a doubt. And that's what I said kind of after the game. Just there was never a doubt that we were going to lose. And, you know, I'm so happy that the guys kind of battled back, and, you know, it was a great game.
What a moment for Team USA and yourself and all your teammates. Now, this wasn't the first time, obviously, you've been on the international stage, and not the first time even winning gold for you. But in this case, what made this tournament unique in the experience?
I think the tournament in general, when it's in North America, there's a lot of hype around it. You know, it's more intense. You kind of feel the energy from the outside, especially in Canada. So for us going into Canada, it was, you know, we got to steal gold medal and get out of here quick. And, you know, that was kind of the mentality. You know, we're kind of going in foreign territory and, you know, no one likes you guys. So I think we kind of took that pressure and used it in a positive way towards our team. And, I think for myself too, having the tournament so close to home was really, really special for me. We played a exhibition game in Cornwall, which is right across the border, 5 minutes from my house. So I had a lot of people there, and you know, I was lucky enough to pot a goal in Cornwall, which is really special and emotional, honestly, for me to have so many people there. And just as big as the World Junior stage is, it was great. And to have so many people at every single game and to share that moment with my family and all my friends was awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, in talking about that, having that support there, were they also there for the gold medal game?
Yeah, so my parents had a ton of tickets. USA Hockey was great with, you know, how many people and how many tickets we needed. So I had people at every game. I think after Canada lost, the ticket prices kind of went down. So, you know, more people were able to come, especially the gold medal game. I kind of took some time to look in the crowd, and I'm like, holy, every corner I look, I know someone. Aww. So, just to share that moment with, you know, maybe people I didn't see after the game, but, share that moment with people from, you know, from Akwesasne is really special.
Yeah, that's awesome that you had all of the support there. And in talking about it, you mentioned that goal, but you went on 2 goals in the tournament and the 7 games that you played in. What in your game do you feel like you were able to showcase throughout the tournament?
I think just my versatility up and down the lineup. I've obviously played a different role for the U.S. than I do in Erie. Kind of a top 6 role in Erie, you know, power play time, playing more minutes. But I think I just showcased that, I could play a bottom 6 role on a really good team that we had. And just to kind of show my versatility as a player and, you know, kind of adapt to, you know, the situation I'm in.
And I had the chance to catch up with Austin Bernovic too, and he was talking about how you guys played a little bit on the same line, but was it nice to have the comfort of another Ducks prospect alongside you?
Yeah, of course. Bernie's obviously a great player and a great guy. I think, you know, if one thing sticks out about Bernie, it's his shot. You're always watching him in practice. This kid has a hell of a shot. To share that experience with him was awesome. I met him at the Summer Showcase last year, and just a great special kid, just really down to earth. And to win a gold medal with him, 2 of us from Anaheim, it's awesome.
Were you familiar with some of your other teammates prior to the tournament?
Yeah, so after my second year in Erie, I was grateful enough to be picked up by the NTDP program team before they went out to U18 Worlds. So that's where I kind of got to meet the guys, a lot of them for the first time that were on this team. And they did a great job welcoming me in for that tournament, because they're together for 2 years and they all know each other, obviously. And I was the only one that's, you know, coming in as kind of the new guy. I say it all the time and I'll say it over and over. Those guys they welcomed me with open arms for that tournament. And they're friends that lasted a lifetime. Even the guys that weren't on this World Junior team, I still talk to a lot. And I knew a lot of them, and, you know, we're a really tight group.
Do you happen to have your gold medal with you, or did you leave that one at home?
I left that at home with my parents. they got in our dining room. They got everything set up in case for me. So I'll leave that with them. I don't want to lose it.
It's funny because that's exactly what Austin said. He did not want to lose that. And for good reason. You can go back and look at it anytime you want. I'm sure your parents are really proud to have that.
Yeah. I think they wanted to keep it just to kind of have in the house. They have my U8 one and my rings too, in the case. So
that's awesome. Well, Kerry, for you, in looking back at the tournament, now that you've had some time to kind of settle in and reflect on the couple weeks that it was and leading up to it and everything, but do you have a favorite memory that stuck out from the tournament, obviously besides winning gold?
I would say just being, you have to come together as a group really quick. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we did. We learned that last year. I was on the outside looking in last year with the World Junior team, but I was over in Sweden with them and was glad to experience, winning gold medal with that group too. And that's what we did last year. And that was our focus this year, is you have to come together really quick. And I think my favorite memory was just being around the guys, whether it's, you know, playing cards or, you know, eating dinner together, because you're never going to get those memories back. And it's so short. Especially I knew a lot of the guys too, but, you know, there's some guys I didn't know. And I think just it's making friends and, you know, you won gold together. So it's, you know, teammates and friends that, you know, you're going to text for the rest of your life, and you're going to see around the hockey world too, as, you know, your careers go on. So I think it was just making new friends and just being with the boys in general, whatever, you know, we were doing outside the rink.
Really special experience, it sounds like. And like you said, you're going to be playing against some of those guys probably at some point throughout your career. And Kerry, for you, now that you've gone back to Erie, the team that you're with, it was a busy weekend catching up with the team, I'm sure. But Friday night, the team honored Connor McDavid in a jersey retirement ceremony. Can you talk a little bit about that night and having him come and speak to your team?
Yeah, obviously everything that he's accomplished, he's deserved. And he's very humble about it. That's the first thing, you know, a lot of people will probably say, very humble, down to earth person. And it was a great night honoring him. When he kind of came to Erie, you kind of see how, you know, the organization kind of came about, and he kind of solidified the organization, him and his team, when he was here. And just, you know, you kind of look back at all the memories that, and videos and kind of things that he did with this team, and, you know, how their team was back then. And it was awesome to see. And, you know, what he's just doing in that NHL with Edmonton, it's awesome. So, you know, he's a great player and even an even better person too.
And one of the cool things about this, I'm sure for you, you're the captain of the Otters. McDavid was also the captain at one point when he was in Erie. Did you get to speak with him, maybe one-on-one or on the side, and get to talk to him a little bit, you know, about that leadership or just really anything in general?
Yeah, he was really busy and was just walking in to play a game. Yeah. So it was really brief. It was kind of just like, a, hey, nice to meet you. Like, he said congratulations to me. So I said congratulations to him for his jersey. But it was very brief. But he knows what it is. He knows what it's like to be a captain. And I know he's a great captain, especially in Edmonton. So it's really nice that he acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome that you got to have that interaction with him on Friday night. And then looking at the season you've had so far in Erie, what have you been able to grow in your game this season that, you know, you're, as you're moving into the second half of the season, that you're continuing to work on?
Yeah, I think this year it's been a lot about, more about leadership for me off ice and on ice. Obviously just having the honor of wearing the C for Erie, it's been awesome for me, and not just for myself, but I have a great group of assistants kind of behind my back too, and, you know, that helped me out with a lot of stuff. So I think it's just learning, you know, how to control a team too, with leadership, and that going about, whether you guys are having, you know, a great time, how to keep the vibes up, or, you know, you're kind of going through, you know, some type of adversity within the team. And it's just been great to, you know, learn more about leadership, and, you know, kind of grow my skills on that. And I think on the on ice side of things, it's, you know, learning to, you know, lead the team too, on the ice, you know, what to say in the right moment, you know, when not to say things, when to go up to guys and kind of help them. So I've really taken pride in that this year, with having the C.
Well, congratulations on wearing the C. That's awesome. It's such an honor, I'm sure, for you, and spending your time with Erie and getting to grow through these years as well. But in kind of talking about that, Carey, I'm curious, have you been in contact with anyone here in Anaheim as you've gone about your season and with the World Junior Championship?
Yeah, obviously, Anaheim's been great with me. Everyone's always contacting me, you know, kind of asking how I'm doing. You know, just the support staff that they have has been great with me. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, congratulations once again, Carey. We're so happy for you here. Enjoy it. Soak it in. I know you've got a busy hockey season to get back to, but enjoy it as much as you can.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What a year it's been for Carey Terrance, not only winning the gold at the World Junior Championship, but then also being the captain of his junior team in Erie. So excited for him and everything that he's learning this season. Now let's turn our attention to my conversation with Austin Bernovic, who is in his freshman year at St. Cloud State University, a part of their hockey team. We talked all about the tournament, winning gold, and what his year has looked like in his first year in college. Let's welcome in to Light the Lamp now, Anaheim Ducks prospect and now a gold medalist from the World Junior Championship, Austin Bernovic. Austin, first off, congratulations. Has it all set in for you yet?
Thank you. Yeah. To be honest, no, I think it's still sinking in a little bit. But I think kind of once we got that gold medal, it became a little bit more real. And I think, you know, it's just going to continue to sink in.
And it was your first World Junior Championship. Can you just describe what the experience was like being at the tournament, playing those games, and just the overall feelings of what that tournament is like?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think a lot of those guys on my team I've played with in the past, and guys that I haven't, I, you know, played against, whether it's in juniors and college. So I think had a good idea of who everyone was. And I think just it's special how quick you can come together as a group within that month. And I think that's a big reason of the success we had.
And for you, this was your first time representing USA on the international stage.
That's right. Yep.
So, I mean, what an honor that is. What was that like, just knowing that you were going to get that opportunity and then going out and getting to play against some of these other countries?
Yeah, it was, anytime you get to, you know, put on that USA jersey, it's an honor to represent your country. So I think I was, you know, obviously trying to take it all in, as well as, you know, impact the game and, you know, help the team win as best I could.
You talked about how you knew some of the guys on the team already. Having that experience previously with the National Team Development Program, was it from there that you knew some of the players on the team?
Right. Yeah, that's where I knew most of them.
Okay.
Couple other guys I've, you know, played against and kind of knew who they were, but I'd say a majority of them I've played with in the past on the NTDP.
Mm-hmm. So. And you got to be teammates once again with Carey Terrance, another Anaheim Ducks prospect. How was it getting to know him a little bit more and spending the tournament with him?
Yeah, I actually, we were line mates for a while, so it was great. He's a, you know, super talented player, and you know, he works his bag off out there, so he's a lot of fun to play with. And off the ice, just like I said earlier, being able to, you know, gel with the team basically on the road for a month was great, getting to know him and, you know, all the other guys as well.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an easy road to get that gold medal. You guys had to go to overtime against Finland. Can you describe what the emotions were like at that point in the game? Just so close to that moment, but obviously having to get the job done.
Right. Yeah. I'd say after that intermission, after the third period, and I'm sure guys have a little bit of emotion, but I think that locker room in between the third period and overtime was one of the most kind of cool, calm and collected environments I've ever kind of been in. I don't want to say we knew we were going to win, but I think we had confidence in ourselves to be able to, you know, stay calm and, you know, be able to, you know, go out there and not think too much about it and kind of just play our game, and, you know, good things will happen.
What do you feel like you learned about yourself as a player, or maybe grew in your game from the tournament?
Yeah, I think those, you know, international tournaments, playing against the best guys in the world, I think that right there is, you know, enough to, you know, make me a better player. You know, it's so much talent, and I think anytime you can go and play against that is going to make you better. And I just, you know, trying to do the best I can and enjoy the experience while doing it.
Did you have any friends or family in attendance?
I did. Yeah. Friends, family, mom and dad made it out. So that was awesome to be able to, you know, share that experience with them as well.
Yeah, that is awesome. I'm sure they really enjoyed it. Any favorite memories, obviously, besides winning the gold medal from the weekend and the week that it was?
Yeah, obviously that's always going to be the first thing. But I think just how fast it went, it all went by within a blink of an eye. I think maybe it feels long when you're you know, in there on the road for that long, staying there. But I think looking back, it all went so quick. And I just think trying to soak up the whole experience, because I think it really was such a great time. And I think we had such a special group and it was a lot of fun.
So did the gold medal come with you back to St. Cloud, or did your parents take it home?
I was able to go home for a couple of days after the game. So it's at home. I didn't want to be breaking everywhere. Can't be losing that, you know?
Yeah, that's something you're going to want to put in a special place going forward, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah.
Well, now that you're back at St. Cloud State, your first year in college, how's it been going? How's the team and adjusting to life as a college student and college athlete?
It's been a lot of fun. Our group, especially, I think the older guys have been great about welcoming in the freshmen, which has been a lot easier. You know, it's kind of overwhelming at first when you're the new guy, right? But like I said, those guys have done a great job, and I think we have a super close knit group, and it's been a lot of fun.
What's been the most challenging part so far?
I'd have to say on the hockey side of it, just how strong guys are, how structured the play is, and how physical the play is. That definitely took some adjustment for sure. But like I said, it's been a lot of fun.
What do you feel like you've been able to grow in your game through this first season in college?
Right. Yeah. I'd like to thank my offensive ability, being able to play offense, especially in kind of a league like this, where it maybe is more of a defensive league. But I'd also like to say, I think I've been able to improve on the other side, my defensive ability as well, because like I said, it's a defensive league, and not that easy to score goals. So I think getting better with my defensive and offensive side of the puck.
Now, I know you're used to traveling a little bit, playing in juniors. You have that travel schedule. But for college, it's kind of a different story, traveling, playing these games at this level. What has that transition been like for you?
Yeah, we're actually leaving later today to go to Duluth, play them this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it's similar schedule than to juniors. You know, you got the bus rides, and you're definitely fly a little bit more in college, which is nice. But just being able to find your routine on the road and be able to make it as consistent as possible.
Now, both of your parents also went to St. Cloud, correct?
They did, yeah.
Have they been able to make it out for some games to see you and be at their alma mater?
For sure, yeah. I think mom and dad have been to every home game. Little brother, he's been to most of the home games. And to be honest, I don't think my dad has missed a game on the road yet.
Oh, wow. So he's traveling too.
He travels too. He's dedicated for sure.
Oh, that's so awesome that you have that support. And I'm sure they're so excited to come back. Any excuse to go back to their alma mater. And now they get to see their son play. That's really great. Austin, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. Congratulations. One last thing for you. I wanted to ask, have you been in contact with any of the Anaheim Ducks staff or any of the people that you have connections with here since you were drafted, winning that championship and winning the gold now? Have you chatted with anyone here?
Yeah, I'd say most of the time it's Joe Piscotty. I talk to him quite a bit. He text back here and there, and he'll actually send me clips of my game sometime, which is really helpful. So yeah, it's mostly him, and then obviously talk to Jim here and there as well. So
awesome.
It's been great.
Well, we're so excited for you to win that gold medal. Good luck with the rest of your season in St. Cloud, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.